And right now in the studio is Kevin Corbett. Kevin Corbett is the managing director of the Gay Men's Chorus in Chicago. Kevin, again, welcome to WGN. Congratulations, because I know the audiences keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
They do. Thank you, Steve. I'm so glad to be here, and we are gearing up for our spring show this year, as if the Gay 90s.
Now, hold, stop right
Yeah,
there.
Okay, I'm stopping.
So it's called the Gay 90s?
Yes.
That's the perfect name for it, clearly.
It really is. I mean, we are going hard on the 90s. It is going to be an exciting show. It's packed, jam-packed.
Is this the 1890s that Paul Lisnik remembers?
Oh, you know, actually, or? Yeah, it's... he's going to know every song.
Is it... I hope he's not in the show. Is it like the 1990s?
1990s, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So we're talking Alanis Morissette. We're talking TLC, Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys, boy bands, all kinds, Radiohead. It's not just pop music. It's going to be a fabulous show. You know, we're going into all the cultural moments from the 90s. Think TV, think commercials. There's going to be something for everyone. And it is amazing. Our members, there are 220 of them on stage singing this show, have put so much work into it. There's like 28 different numbers, I think. And so that's a lot of memorization.
Yeah, so some are dance related.
Exactly.
Some are person standing up there singing.
Exactly.
And others are a combination of both. And others are neither, but rather the entire chorus singing.
The entire chorus. And we've got scenes in there. There's a lot of entertainment aspects to it. I am so proud of them, I have to say. I am really proud of the work that they have done for this show specifically.
How long is this organization, I'm talking about the Gay Men's Chorus that does this, how long has this organization been in Chicago?
42 years, Steve. 42 years this year.
That's wonderful.
It is amazing. And I think it's a testament to our community, to our members, to our audience who loves to come out and watch us and experience that joy on stage.
And the performers get paid so well.
They do. No. You know,
explain why I said that.
No, of course. I mean, we're a membership-based organization, so our members do pay dues to be a part of the organization, and they essentially become volunteers.
They pay you to perform.
Well, all their dues go toward the organization,
sure.
Right? It goes toward the cost of the theaters.
A nonprofit.
Exactly. We're a nonprofit, and, you know, we have to figure out a way to make some money. But it's, you know, they're essentially volunteers, and they put their all into it. And to stand up there and be their authentic selves on stage, you know, as a member or ally of the LGBTQIA+ community is huge. And that's part of our advocacy work, is that visibility, you know?
So where are these performances going to be?
So the performances will be next weekend, will be Friday, May 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Studebaker Theater in the Fine Arts Building downtown. Then will be Saturday, May 24th at 8 p.m. at Northeastern Illinois University's Auditorium. Then we will be Sunday, May 25th at 3 p.m. at North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie.
All right. And there is a website where people can learn more?
Yep, cgmc.org.
Do that again?
cgmc.org.
And you will be, if you miss that, it's okay, because next month you're going to be everywhere.
We will be, you won't be able to turn a corner without seeing CGMC singing at you. Let me tell you, we're going to be at Pride Fest. We'll be at Andersonville Midsummer Fest. We'll be all around. We'll be in the Pride Parade with
all the community festivals.
All the community festivals.
Many, many,
plenty.
Many, many in Chicago. Kevin Corbett, always good to see you.
So good to see you, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you.